U.S. lawmakers submit bill to force Washington's intervention in Haitian crisis. As Port-au-Prince now finds itself largely under gang control, two U.S. Congress representatives have introduced a bipartisan bill aimed at compelling the Trump administration to develop a precise and coordinated strategy to address the collapse of the Haitian state. This initiative comes amid growing concern from the United Nations, which warns of an imminent danger of complete anarchy. The proposal, titled Strategy to Address Key Priorities Affecting Security and Empowerment in Haiti Act of 2025, was presented to the House of Representatives by Democrat Gregory Meeks, his party's leader on the Foreign Affairs Committee. Republican Greg Murphy, representative from North Carolina, is the co-author. The level of human suffering in Haiti is simply unacceptable, and we need a comprehensive strategy to address it, stated Meeks, as quoted by the Latin Times. Greg Murphy, who served as a missionary doctor in Haiti, emphasized the value of this bipartisan approach. The text presented today reflects a shared commitment to adopt a comprehensive strategy that will support the Haitian people during this acute humanitarian and security crisis, he stated, according to the Latin Times. The bill would require Secretary of State Marco Rubio to submit, within 90 days of the text's adoption, a detailed strategy to combat the armed groups destabilizing the country. Congress would then receive a status update within 120 days, followed by annual reports for 5 years. The approach would also require consultations with the Haitian government and international partners. The two legislators' initiative comes as the UN sounds another alarm. During a recent Security Council session on Haiti's situation, Ghada Fathi Waley, executive director of UNODC, indicated that 90% of the Haitian capital is now under gang control. She also noted an intensification of violence in the previously relatively peaceful south, and the expansion of criminal activities along transit routes, particularly at the border posts of Belladir and Malpass, where attacks against law enforcement and customs officials have been reported. Meanwhile, UN Assistant Secretary General Miroslav Jenka warned that the progressive encirclement of Port-au-Prince is pushing Haiti toward collapse. Without enhanced action from the international community, the total collapse of state presence in the capital could become a reality, he declared during an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council earlier this week.